The Veterans Affairs Department is expanding its telehealth program. It's already the largest one in the country. But the department says it wants to reach the group of veterans that have not been engaged with the VA system before, especially those who struggle with mental health challenges. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco has more.
It's been about a year since the Veterans Affairs Department expanded its Anywhere to Anywhere telehealth program. That program started in earnest back in 2011, but VA actually piloted this concept in the 1960s. That's when the department conducted group mental health therapy with VA doctors and veterans using their TV screens. But today, VA sees telehealth as an opportunity to reach veterans who aren't necessarily an active member in the VA system. Veterans who don't go to a VA die by suicide more often than veterans who do, and the department sees its mental health services as a way to close that gap. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie.
I look forward to seeing what we all can accomplish over the next year to advance telehealth, particularly in the area of mental health. As you know, we've overcome many barriers in health. I just named some that the VA has led the way on. Mental health is still the last great uncharted frontier in medicine. Telehealth, to me, is the first step in finally breaking down those last barriers. It allows our veterans who may have those issues to talk to our professionals, talk to our doctors, without the pressure that they would encounter in a public setting, without the pressures that they would encounter in traditional medical service facilities.
Today, the program is getting much bigger. VA has a new partnership with Philips. The company is helping VA launch several telehealth hubs across the country this year. The American Legion and Veterans of Foreign Wars are part of the collaboration, too. The alliance is called Project Atlas. VA, Philips, the Legion, and the VFW are all standing up remote examination rooms at VSO posts across the country. The groups will stand up telehealth services at 10 VFW and Legion posts. They'll expand the pilot later in 2019. Philips will install video screens and other medical devices so veterans who visit these posts can see VA health professionals, who are often hundreds or thousands of miles away. In recent years, VA has distributed almost 7,000 tablets to veterans who live alone or are in poor health so they can reach the VA without leaving their houses. Free devices are a start, but affordable broadband has been another complication. That's why T-Mobile decided it would run VA's Video Connect app on all of its customer devices for free. Veterans don't have to do anything or make any changes to their service to use the app for free. On top of that, VA is also announcing a new partnership with Walmart. The department will set up remote telehealth video screens and other devices at Walmart stores across the country, so veterans can visit the store instead of driving probably dozens more miles to the nearest VA. Deborah Shear is the executive advisor to the secretary for the Secretary's Center of Strategic Partnerships at VA.
The Philips announcement and the Walmart announcement totally changes the VA's footprint for delivering care. So we mapped out where our veterans are in greatest concentration against VA medical facilities, and then we put the Walmart map on top of that. 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart. 90% of veterans don't live within 10 miles of a VA medical center, right? So this totally changes their ability to access care in a way that works for their lives. And that's part of our job. You know, the VA has been in the press about access and about quality of care. You know, this is a proactive way of saying government's going to do everything we can, and the VA should absolutely perform at the best of its ability. But by bringing in external partners like T-Mobile, like Walmart, like Philips, we can do so much more, so much faster to help veterans. And it's really all of our responsibilities. As Mike has said, you know, they've done an incredible amount for our country. We will never be able to thank them enough, but this is a start.
The goal here is to give veterans as many options as possible. If they don't live close to a VA, they might live closer to a Legion post or a Walmart. And if they can't travel much at all or live in a rural area, free broadband for VA medical devices should help too. Here's Shear again.
But it's not as complicated as you would think. I mean, given that veterans could access the VA Video Connect app from their homes via T-Mobile, right? So now we're saying, come to Walmart, come to the VFW hall, piggyback on their broadband, and you'll be able to see your same VA doctor that you would be able to see from your home or that from the medical center 50 miles away. The problem is a lot of them don't have broadband access in their home yet. We think that'll change, but either they can't afford it or it's not available where they live. And a third of our veterans are in rural areas. You know, it's spotty. Some places don't have it at all.
Scheer says the department approached all phone service providers about running VA services for free. The department is also negotiating with other companies, so more partnerships are likely.
Part of what we set out to do, and that's why T-Mobile is a big part of the story. When we started this project, we said, how do we bring broadband to more veterans in their homes, right? That's the future. So part of the issue was cost. T-Mobile's dealing with that. The other issue is access. So we went to lots of carriers and said, will you extend access? And we went to, you know, talk to people like Microsoft in their Airband project. And we said, will you, if we gave you a priority list of sites, will you help us? And so people said yes, but. There's a yes, but. So yes, but how do we do it? Yes, but how do we operationalize? Yes, but how much is it going to cost? So those partnerships are still underway. We're having conversations about those. They just weren't ready to announce.
Mike Katz is the Executive Vice President of T-Mobile for Business.
It's hard to have an accurate number of how many veterans currently use T-Mobile or Metro by T-Mobile because not all of them self-report. We know we have a significant number of them, and we know that for several reasons. One, we employ a lot of veterans, and so and we know about them and their friends and family. We also know when we launched our plans earlier this year to do half off discounts to veterans and active duty military, that we had a huge surge in interest. So, but since all veterans don't self-report, we don't know how large the population is. We hope it makes a huge impact. But I also, as we said earlier, I hope this encourages all wireless companies to do this because you shouldn't just be limited to these services if you're a T-Mobile customer.
But other veterans who do have more options, they say they like it because it's just more convenient. Evelyn Thomas is a Marine Corps and Army Reserve veteran. She has PTSD, and she talks to a VA specialist virtually. Before, the driving, parking, and experience of actually getting to her doctor's office was stressful.
You don't have to go through all that stressful experiences in order to get health care. It's a tremendous relief because not only does it help me, it helps my family. Because there were times in the old practice when I would have my appointments, I couldn't remember leaving the VA, driving down the freeway, and getting home. By the time I got home, I was still angry and still upset. You know, just from that experience. But now when I use telehealth, right, I speak with my, shout out to Dr. Kathleen Grubbs, who helps me. I just sit for an hour. My mind rests. I'm peaceful.
Nicole Grisco, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.